Eschal, after you make a gerin, it comes in its final product. Shirashi shenigma kuloi. The ikachi of truma is after you finish with the fruit, the full process. The ichsev dogon tirish for yitzer. In other words, when you make the grapes into wine, when it's in wine form, that's when you give it to the kohen. So the same way you give it elamin agerin or min ayekev, from the oil, kach trumas meiser. The same way when the levi, if he has meiser. Even if the Levi himself rushed himself and jumped to the Yisrael and took the Maaser when it was in the stalk form, when it was in the raw form. Now the Levi has to make it into the final form and then give it to the Kohen. Is Eina Nitelus Elamina Gurin Minayikov? The same way the Levi, as the Knas, has to make the final product out of it and then give that to the Kohen. Now the Bais before said, Mechashev, that when you crush down the tilta, these beans, and that the seeds out, you estimate how much seeds are there. For that, you take off truma. For at the Gemara, you could estimate it. Hamedida boy, you have to count clearly. The locher of truma samaisa, you have to count. You have to have a clear 1/10. Hamedida boy, you have to count it. Shrashi mechashi hamedida boy. Vishlei mi bi Yisrael mukmaslo v'truma gedoyla ikla lemisne mechashi netels abaymit she truma gedoyla little ba tru atarishir. If it's talking about by the first Yisrael and taking off Truma Gedoyla, with Yeraisa, there's no shear how much Truma Gedoyla is. Torah just says, Reisha to Goncha. The Rabbanan says it's a nice thing to give 1/50th. But at Kol Ponim, you don't have to be makbet to count exactly 1/50th. You can make an estimate. But now that you're telling me we're talking about by the Levi, so the Levi takes Maiser Rishon. And from this Maiser Rishon, he has to take off Truma's Maiser. Truma's Maiser is exact. It's 1/10th of the Maiser. How could you say to make an estimate? The Chur Medida boy, you have to count exactly 1/10 of the Maiserishin becomes Trumas Maiser. So the Gemara answers, Hamani Abba Elozo ben Gimeli. This Brisa goes like Abba, or the Mishnah goes like Abba Elozo ben Gimel. The Tanya we learned, Abba Elozo ben Gimel Oimer. The Pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem Trumaseichem. You can make a machshava, means in your thought, you can make an estimate how much Truma you have to give. So Pasha, the Pasuk is talking about Truma Gedela. Like we said, Truma Gedolah, when you first have your fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, Midirais, the first thing is give Truma Gedolah. Midirais, any little bit you give to the Kohen is good. And the Torah says, V'nechshav, think how much you want to give to the Kohen. So Chorus only going by Truma Gedolah. He says, no. The Pasuk says, V'nechshav lachem Truma, seichem, Haloshin Rabbim, b'shtei Truma sakosim adaber. The Pasuk is talking about two types of Trumas. Achas truma gedoyla, one true, the first truma that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen, that you could just estimate, there's no shear how much you have to give. But the achas truma smaiser, the second truma is that the Levi, after he gets his maiserishin, has to take 1/10 of that and give it to the Kohen, he could also estimate it. Shekeshem she truma gedoyla. Nitelas biyoymed uva machshava, the same way truma gedoyla could estimate it. Or just in your machshava, you can think to give it. Kach trumas meiser, the same way when the Levi takes 1/10 out of his meiserishon, they tell us biyomin of a machshava. He can make it chal with estimating it, and a machshava. He doesn't have to make a meiser afrosha with his machshava in his mind alone. He can think that right apple there on the right side, I want that to be the truma gedolah, the trumas meiser. So according to Abelos, it's good our Mishnah, that even we're talking about the Levi, to give the 1/10 of the meiserishon for trumas meiser, you could also do it by estimating it. You don't have to make a medida to count it exactly. That's the way he dashins. But next lochem truma seichem, straight truma zkosam adaber. Kufa. Before we learned, Omer Abavua, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon shekdimo b'shibolim. If somebody made Maaser Rishon, the Levi chapped the rain and took Maaser Rishon when it was still in the stalk form, the locher is somoy toivle l'trumas Maaser. The shame it's chal now Maaser Rishon on it. Ad kadei kach that the Levi is not allowed to eat it. Until he takes off Trumas Meiser. It's called Tevel or Trumas Meiser. My timer, what's the reason? Once the Levi went and took these stalks, whether it's beans or whether it's wheat, and he went and called on these stalks to Shei Meiserishon, if you do it, you can make a Meiserishon. The Chiv, you don't have to take it off. You could eat it without it. But if you want to and call it Meiserishon, the locher is, once that it's 1/3 finished, once that Maaserishon, once the Teiris is 1/3 grown, if you now call it Maaser, Truma, it's Chal, the Truma Maaser. Only the Chiv is not Chal to do it yet. But if you do it though, it's Chal. So mail here also, once the Levi went down to the field and took these stalks and said, I want it to be Maaserishon, it's Chal Maaserishon on it. Once it has the shem Maaser Rishon, now what's the loch of Maaser Rishon? So Levi is not allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon until he gives off the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen. Therefore, he can't eat until he gives off Trumas Maaser. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Maaser Rishon shivim bishibolim. If somebody took Maaser Rishon when it was still bishibolim, notice the Levi went to the field and took the Maaser Rishon when it was still in its stalk form, it's potim mitzvah gederlo. You should know now all the Levi has to do is just take off Trumas Maaser. But Trumas gederlo is potim chiddush. There's no more chiv to take off Trumas gederlo. Shenema the pasuk says, "Vary moisim imenu Trumas Hashem." Take off Trumas Hashem. So we dash in Maaser min a Maaser imenu Trumas Hashem Maaser min a Maaser. So we dash in Maaser min a Maaser matlecho. You take off Trumas Maaser for Maaser. For loy Trumas gederlo Trumas Maaser min a Maaser. But once you gave it a shay Maaser ready, there's no more chiv to take off Trumas gederlo. Once it's called Maaser, Rishon, the Chiv is on it to take off Trumas Maaser. There's no more Chiv Trumas Gederlo, you put it from Trumas Gederlo. Omele Rapop Labayi, Yehochi, if so, Afilu Gdimu Bekri, what's going to be if first you took your wheat and made it into all the kernels you got out and made a pile full of wheat? Now it's Chal Chiv Mederais to take off Trumas first. So why don't you say in such a case also, let's say the Levi chapped the Rhein and took his portion of Maaser Rishon first. So, in such a case also, let's say, that since he called it Maaser Rishon, now there's no Mechiv of Trumas Gederlo. So, Amalei, he answered back that you can't say, once you made a pile of the kernels, that the Chiv is called Dogon already, that there's Chiv take off Truma, Olecho Amakro, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maaser Asechem Tarimu, it's called Trumas Hashem. Any Truma it is, you have to take off Truma for Maaser. So, Chur is a Stirim Sukim. One Pasuk is Mashem, and no matter what, you have to take off Truma. And the other pasuk says, no, once you made Maaser Rishon, you don't take off Truma anymore. So Gemara says, my Raya, it's like, what's the difference by this way, that way? Ha-yidgun b'harla yidgun. Svarab shuta. If first you made the wheat into a pile of kernels, you made it into a doggin. So right now, midirais, you're not allowed to eat until you take off Truma. So once the chiyuv of Truma was chal, it never goes off. Now, even if the Levi chaps the Rhein and takes his Maaser first, he still has to take off Truma, because the chiyuv of Truma was already chal. Mashenka, if the Levi goes down to the field before you made it into a duggan, before you emptied out all the kernels of wheat, so there's no chiyuv truma midiraisa. He went then chapped the rind when it was still in the stalk form and took his Maaser Rishon. So in such a case, the Torah says, once you call it Maaser Rishon, you only have to take off Trumas Maaser and not Truma Gederlo. That's the case that Trumas Gederlo is potter. But once there was already a chiyuv chaf of Truma Gederlo, then the chiyuv does not go off. Alright, stop. You were holding Daf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, Mishnah in Maisrois, that Hamakalev Soirim, if somebody is peeling barley. So Rashi learns, you're peeling it now from the stalks. Now this is Aloch and Hilchos Maisrois, at how long can you eat it, like when is it still not Mechui, even Trumas and Maisrois. So the Mishnah there says, Hamakalev Soirim, if somebody is peeling off the barley from its stalks, is Mekalef Achas Achas V'yichel. You're allowed to peel off at one time, one kernel, one piece of barley at a time and eat it. That's what Rashi learns is called Nachilas Arai, and it's not Mechuyev and Trumas HaMaisis yet. What about V'yim Kolaf V'nosel L'toich Yodoy? Let's say you peel off the barleys and you put them into your hand. In other words, you store a few at a time. You don't just do one at a time and eat it, but you put a few of them into your hand, then Chayiv. Then you are Chayiv HaMaisis. Rashi learns that's called Nachilas Kva. Now, Omer Rabbi Elezer says, V'chein l'Shabbos. The same halachas apply for Hilchos Shabbos. That if you peel off a little bit, it's mutter. If you peel off a lot, it's osur. So in this, the Gemara asks, V'orav mekalfele devesua kosi kosi. Rav's wife on Shabbos used to peel off a whole kais, a whole cup full of this barley. So how could you say V'chein l'Shabbos if you peel off a whole cup full, then it's osur? For Rabbi Chia, mekalfile devesuha kosi kosi. The same thing by Rabbi Chia, his wife, also used to peel for him on Shabbos a whole kais, a whole cup full of these barleys. So how can you say it's also to do it on Shabbos? So Gemara says, Eli yitma sefer itma. If you learned that b'chein l'Shabbos something is also to do on Shabbos, it's going on the sefer, the second halacha, not this first halacha. So Gemara says, what did we learn in the sefer? That ha'moyla melilus, if somebody wants to rub the stalks of wheat, shechitim of wheat, in order to get the kernels of wheat out of the stalks. So we learned before, you're allowed to do this Erev Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, or menafeach hayad hayad v'yoichel. Or this is even going to Hilchos Maisros now. The Hilchos Maisros, you're allowed to take a stalk of wheat and roll it in your hands to get the kernels out. And after you get the kernels, menafeach al yad hayad. You could throw it like from one hand to another hand to winnow it out in order to get the sheach, the yaber, the psilis, out of the kernels. V'yoichel, you're allowed to eat it. What about v'yimnofach v'nosin l'toychekoi? Let's say you want to winnow out a lot of wheat at a time, and you want to put up a toychekoi on top in your lap, then chayiv. Then you have to eat truma, you have to take off truma samaisis before you could eat. This is called the kvar ready. And on this, Omer Rabbi Lezer, says, v'chein l'shabbos, the same halacha applies to l'shabbos. That we say, you'll have to be menafeach. If you were moilul, if you rubbed out the kernels of wheat out of the stalks on Erev Shabbos, that on Shabbos you're allowed to be menafeach, you're allowed to throw it from one hand to another hand. That's only if you throw it from one hand to another hand to eat it right away. But if you want to store it up to make a lot of it, that's also to do on Shabbos. Now, Maskiv law, Rabbi Abba Bamamul. So Abba Bamamul is the kasha. For Reisha, you want to tell me now in the Reisha, in the first case, Lamaisarin l'Shabbos loy. You're telling me now in the first case about peeling off the barleys, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. It's only also if you peel off a lot of them, that's only chayiv, it's called the melocha, Hilchos Maaser. So Tais Desk on Rashi, like we'll soon see, Rashi before learned, whether you chayiv and Maaser or not, it's totally if it's called an achilas arai or called an achilas kva. Is it a real sudi you're sitting down to eat, or just a little snack? Here the Gemara's mashma is totally in Gemara melocha. So Tais learned it's not a shayla if it's called an achilas arai or not. It's called, when the pair is called the Gemara Malacha, you finish doing what you have to do with it. So Gemara wants to say, if you peel off the barley, like you're telling me now, it's called the Gemara Malacha of Hilchas Maaser, but it's not called the Malacha of Hilchas Shabbos. The Rashi we said learns how Makala of Sari means you're peeling out the barley from the stalks. On this Tosis asks, that's also to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Moilu Malilus on Shabbos. You can't take it out of the stalk. So therefore Tosis learns how Makala of Sari does not mean you're peeling it out of the stalk, but rather it came out of the stalk already before Shabbos. Now all you're doing is just taking out the outer kernel, the outer shell around the barley. That's what you're doing on Shabbos. So Hilchos Maaser, this is called the Gemara Melacha, Yechayiv and Trumas Maaser. Mashenkin Hilchos Shabbos is not called you're doing a Melacha. So now the Gemara asks, is that true? That something's called the Melacha of Hilchos Maaser, and it's not called the Melacha of Hilchos Shabbos? For the Gemara Miyaka Midi, Linyan Shabbos Lehevi Gemara Melacha, or the Maaser have the Gemara Melacha, for Maaser is called the Gemara Melacha. So Gemara says, Maskev lo Rosh Hashanah b'Reid Ravidi v'loy, is what he's saying, like, no, it can't be. I'll bring another case that it is true. There are cases that a Melacha is called for Hilchas Maaser, but not for Hilchas Shabbos, for her Goren, nor the Maaser. There's a Melacha when you make the Goren, that's called you make the final pile of the food, of the vegetables or the fruits. That's called the Gemara Melacha for Maaser. The Tanan, we learned like this. Ezel Gorna Lamaisa. What's called you finished the final Gemar Malach of Hilchos Maaser? Hakishurim, if you have cucumbers. Vadiluim, if you have pumpkins. Misha Yifkisu. That's when the Rashi says on the bud of it like there's a flower. When the flower of the peri falls off it, that's called the Gemar Malach. So the Gemara Vishaloi Piksu. What about if the flower of the fruit did not fall off it yet? When is it called the Gemar Malach? Misha Yamed Arema. When you make a whole pile full, when you have a pile full of cucumbers, or a pile full of the pumpkins, that's called Gemara Melacha. We're going to say Melacha Negeti B'Tzolim Negeti Onions. That Mishayama Dareima. When are onions Mechuyiv and Trumas Amaisas? When is it called Gemara Melacha? When you made a whole pile full of the onions, like you brought the onions into the house, and you piled them up a whole pile full. That's called the Gemara Melacha. Now, V'ilu Gabi Shabbos, Mashenke Negeti Hilcha Shabbos, Hamodis Arema Potter. If you just pile up a bunch of onions together, there's no melacha. With Zonia Locha Maimer, that's by the place where the tefua grow on the fields. If you gather if before Shabbos that you pulled it off and they're lying around the field where it grows, now on Shabbos you gather them together, that's a melechas Maimer. But if not to mukum where it grows, just down in your house, you make a pile full of the onions, there's no melacha. And here we see from Maisa, that's called the Gemara Melacha. Ela Mayis Loch Lameima, what do you have to say? That Melechet Machsheva Sosra Torah. The Torah said on Shabbos is not any Melacha. It's a special Melacha, a special type of a work. Or Melechet Machsheva, a Choshiva, a particular type of a work. Like Rashi says, a ma'isa umin, what a professional does. Ha'achinami, here also, molechas machsheves osra Torah. The Torah only said on Shabbos, you can't do a molechas machsheves, which is a very chashiva malacha. Ma'ashenkein, this small malacha of just gathering together the fruits, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, even though for Hilchos Ma'isa, that's called the Gemara Malacha. The Gemara says, Vaitam, Ketzad Moilu, how are you allowed to like rub the kernels of wheat on Yom Tif? Like we had before, you're allowed to rub the kernels of wheat to get the wheat out even on Yom Tif. Is Abaye Mishmei de Rav Yosef Amar Choda Choda? You could rub like one finger against another finger. You have to make a shinui, but that's all one finger against the other finger. No, you can even do one finger against two fingers. Rav Amar, Rav says no, that kivun de mishani, once you make a difference than the way you do it in the weekday, is afilu choda akula nami. Even one finger against the whole five other four fingers, you're allowed to do. In other words, in the middle of the week, the way you rub out the kernels from the stalk is by taking your two hands and rub it evenly in the middle of your two hands. So now on Shabbos, if you do a shinu just using one hand, that's mutter. But in the one hand, you're allowed to use the finger against the other four fingers. Then vayitiketza menafeach. How are you allowed to be menafeach? Means after you rub out the kernels, now the kernels are still mixed up with some shift. How do you separate it? By throwing it to separate it. So amarav adol barava. Amarav menafeach mikashrei etzbeisav.